It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1.
It's the Morning Rush!
Monster idea. What? What?
Who let this granny in?
I wasn't going for granny.
Oh, you weren't?
I was going for distinguished British gentleman.
Sounded like a marmy. Not a gentleman.
I was going for Daniel Craig.
You ended up like Emma Watson. No, Emma Thompson.
Maggie Smith.
There's something wrong when you're trying to be Daniel Craig and you land on Maggie Smith.
Hey, did you see that link that somebody tweeted us?
What?
The world of Harry Potter, after book 7.
The 28 things.
Yeah?
Yeah, I read it.
Oh my God. I love the part where like McGonagall has been like
the headmaster
like forever.
Yeah, forever.
Because I've always felt that she really would have right after.
Yeah, she's got things, you know. She's got things handled.
Can I say it about that Dumbledore died?
Just go. Yes, please.
Oh man, when they're
that like, was like
spoiler!
10 years ago.
Spoiler! Hindi, kasi when Dumbledore died, I really was like,
why would you get somebody else like Dolores Umbridge?
I know, right?
I mean, she should be the next in line, you know?
And it's really her. She's so headmistress-ish.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going for Dumbledore, by the way.
You weren't going for Dumbledore?
I wasn't going for McGonagall.
Oh, you were going for Daniel Craig.
At least I didn't land on Dolores Umbridge. Mas annoying siya. At least I'm still like the good...
But it's a girl. It's still an old lady, and that was the point.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome to a Monday. It's the start of the week.
We always start off Monday like running.
Were you running?
No. I mean, like, you know, like, remember, like, last Monday we had Ann Curtis. And then this Monday we have Bamboo.
Oh, well, we have Bamboo.
Yeah,
right,
so
later
we're so
on.
Excited. And it's not just like an interview. He's going to perform.
He's going to perform at least 3 songs, I think.
Yes.
And it's going to be a whole lot different for us.
It's going to be very different.
It's like the RX concert series.
Exactly.
A little bit.
But not quite.
Not quite, of course.
Yeah.
Nothing beats the RX concert series
exactly
happening later on tonight. But there is a live performance of Bamboo on the Morning Rush.
So yes.
Is that the reason for your haircut? Exciting. Are you trying to sort of like emulate his style?
No, it's what our...
It's what Hair Chef says is the new look.
Whoa. They just let it, you know, I let them do whatever they want.
Wow.
I do that with...
Sounds kinky.
Not that kind of whatever they want.
I say that all the time. So what are we doing today?
Okay, so today, since, you know, a lot of people sent this in. Okay, Draw Machine, Manvale, a couple of others. The top 10, Rocker Ka Kung.
Wow.
Right.
Sabi nga, like somebody gave an example. Yung tipong nagsuot ka lang ng butas-butas na white shirt, tapos naglagay ka ng jacket. Wala na, tilian na mga girls and bags. Rockstar, eh, di ba?
If you can actually pull off a leather jacket in the Philippines.
Yeah, na hindi ka mukhang engot.
Or hindi ka, honestly, more than engot, it's mabaho.
Yeah.
Hindi, actually yun, madali lang yun.
No, because I always see that. That's my experience with people with leather jackets.
Yeah.
And that you're usually, like, on a motorbike. This guy doesn't smell so good. Get me away.
I have an example. Rocker ka kung napupull off mo yung children's song nagiging the London Bridge is falling down, falling down. Yeah, rocker ka kung.
But didn't...
Not so sure about that.
Rico Blanco did that.
Yeah.
With Ladybug's Picnic.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nursery rhyme?
It's from Sesame Street.
Oh, really?
It's an original by Sesame Street. It wasn't one of those like traditional. But still, it was like for kids.
Could do that. I mean, hello, Ariel's song. There are like punk bands who do it.
Yeah, or the Backstreet Boys.
Nothing's gonna stop us now.
Yeah, there was a whole movement before where like all of these boy band songs were being turned into rock. Oh, I have one. Rocker ka kung kaya mong ifuse together ang rock and rap. Ah, like you
or
know,
Linkin Park.
No, did you ever hear that version of Travis Barker's Soulja Boy?
Yeah.
Ah, it was crazy.
Really?
Like he was just drumming away like anything.
Oh wow.
Ah, it was amazing. Well, anyway.
I guess. At saka yung rocker, like that's a very musical. Ano. Minsan naman, it's just in the attitude.
Right.
Like how you carry yourself. It could be fashion wise. It can be any aspect of like yeah. what for you.
Or it
makes
could be like your lifestyle.
Your lifestyle.
You live like a rock star,
yon.
But doesn't necessarily mean you're a rocker.
Diba? Yeah. So there you go. The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Rocker ka kung. Tsaka dapat ganun natin.
Rocker ka kung.
Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Rocker Ka Kung.
All right, The Morning Rush underway here on Manila's Hottest, RX93.1.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX93.1.
Everybody, good morning. Welcome to a Monday. Today is August 5, 2013. My name is Del. This was all the buzz over the weekend.
I know. It's right. The only thing people were talking about.
I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I haven't either.
Most of the videos like this, I don't want to see.
No idea what you guys are talking about.
I think you do.
No,
you
I do?
Don't?
No.
Okay, here's the news, guys. Padalkeni Edgar lead vocalist Chita Miranda turned to social media to apologize to their families for a leaked private video of him and girlfriend Neri Knight. Screen caps of the couple taken from the alleged intimate video were posted online. And so Chita posted on Instagram on Saturday, August 3, quote, "We are truly saddened by the fact na may nag-leak ng private video of me and my girlfriend, Neri Naig. Humihingi po ako ng paumanhin sa mga pamilya namin for this unfortunate incident. Thank you for your prayers," unquote. Chito explained why the private video was leaked. He also thanked everyone for their prayers, saying, quote, "Again, thank you for all your prayers and encouraging messages. Our hard drive was stolen from our room in our house, along with several other stuff."
Oh, wow. I really didn't hear about this over the weekend.
Really?
I kind of just disconnected.
Oh, okay. Because if you were on Twitter you or it Facebook,
was,
actually.
It was everything.
It was everywhere.
People
yeah.
were just, you know, who is this rock star? And, you know, and I'm like, who could it be?
Yeah.
But, you know, of all the scandals, when they were all, like, new.
Yeah.
I never saw them. I just don't want to see those scandal videos.
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
sad. I feel sad for, I mean, if.
Because with some, yung mga the ones who post it somewhere, you kind of like, you have it going for you because why would you put anything on the internet? But then there are those like this or Scarlett Johansson or...
Yeah,
like,
they're mining. Yeah, it was stolen.
It wasn't... They didn't post it anywhere.
Anything.
It
right.
was stolen. Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, I get it because I hear a lot of comments saying, but kasi gumagawa kayo ng ganyan. And parang, it's not supposed to be
yeah.
for public
yeah.
consumption.
This is for yourself.
And people have that option to do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's you know, it's not, you can't tisk them for doing something that was supposed to be just for the
just
two
for
of them.
Them. There's a wrongdoing here and it's not them.
I know.
It's the person who leaked it.
That's
and
why
stole
I was thinking, you know, even the people saying, ayan, kasi bakit? Parang, no, it was stolen.
Yeah, but I also get where they're coming from. Na parang, especially in this day and age, it's so easy to get into someone's computer
yeah.
or something like that. So, if you really want to like all out of it, not that I'm saying there's anything wrong with it, because
yeah.
like if kung trip mo yun eh.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you kind of always have to sort of expect the fact that there is a chance that that will happen. Like I've heard of so many people na they got their videos taken from them because they mm-hmm. like, kunwari, nasira yung computer nila.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then they had it fixed. And then whoever fixed it, you know, got some of the files because it's so easy to just access it because no matter what you do, you're always online anyway. And the minute you're online, you're already, like, vulnerable to people getting into your computer.
I think that's for the owner. But for the theft and the leaking, that's still not right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think there should be, we will have stricter laws in the future. people finding out about those things. Because, okay, today it's a scandal video. It's a sex video. Mm-hmm. But what if it's something else?
Yeah.
You know, what if it's your right to privacy as a citizen and somebody leaks it?
Yeah.
Then what? We're still okay? Don't do it. Like, let's say you and I were talking about the government and we don't like it.
Yeah.
How we hated the... Let's just say, this is hypothetical. Mm-hmm. We don't like this political figure doing all this, la la la. And it's all caught on video. And somebody leaks it.
Yeah.
Is it then okay that somebody stole it and leaked it?
And I think it's really because it's a sex
and everyone's thing. Just so,
I mean, if somebody was able to get, like, I don't know, your secret wedding vows posted online, who cares, right?
No, but
because
I'm sure
it's sex, it's like suddenly it's so...
Well, that
people
too.
People spread it like anything.
But I'm sure if they ever caught this guy, then obviously...
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But well, number one, there's theft.
There's theft. The theft, I mean, palang alone, that's
remove all
else.
The online implications. The fact that you stole somebody's hard drive is you're liable already for something.
Well, there you go. Don't know. No word yet on how the girl is taking it. Something like this actually affects girls more than
much
guys.
More, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the news. The first one today here on the show. You got CDNG back from the weekend. It's a Monday and we're all together right here on Manila's hottest RX 93.1.
Can I just squeeze in a really quick greeting to Leah Nang's sister Karen and her kids Adrian and Paolo. They're on their way to Ateneo just to go to school. So hey, good morning.
Good morning.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today.
But you have an announcement about MJJ today.
Yeah, because, you know, Bamboo's, interview / performance starts at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like,
we don't want to preempt.
We don't want to preempt, and we don't want to, you know, we want to concentrate on Bamboo.
Because how often do we have Bamboo in the RX studios?
I know, right? So, you know, it's going to be very interesting. And so, My Joa's Joa will air tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So we can give it enough space, you know,
right,
so that we have Bamboo today, and then we have My Joa's Joa.
So
tomorrow.
Episode 7 is tomorrow.
Yes.
I love how I know it because, like, I just tweeted it now. So it sounds so official. My Joa's Joa Season 1 Episode 7 will air tomorrow at 8:30
in the morning. like the American shows.
Yeah.
Or remember Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
On HBO.
Yeah.
When they aired 1 week late.
1 week late.
I remember.
And everyone was going crazy.
Yeah, because everyone waits.
Oh, everyone
for
waits. Tapos biglang, where is it?
When you have yung mga what do you call it? Like Super Bowl, ganyan. Walang Survivor kasi may Super Bowl.
No.
Right.
Walang ganyan.
It's kind of like that. Ganyan. Imagine Bamboo
sort of
as the Super Bowl. So.
Nah.
Diba? So that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's tomorrow at 8:30.
Yep.
Tomorrow. Definitely. The top 10 for today goes like this. The top 10 rocker ka kung from Mashed Plutonium. Rocker ka kung mukha kang hindi naliligo at nagsusuklay pero hot pa rin.
Oh yeah.
Actually, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also
you can rock the you know how like Meg Ryan back in the day when Meg Ryan was like the biggest go-to
hindi
girl.
Hindi siya naliligo?
Hindi. Her hair was always like parang kagulo. Parang hindi sinusuklay, but it always looked so good on her.
Like what do they call that?
Bed hair.
Bed head.
Just got
out
it
of
from
bed.
Bed.
Yeah. And also, I am Dre 54 says, kahit saan, umakyat ka sa medyo mataas na tumungtong ka kahit saan, tapos bigla kang mahulog na back first. May mga taong sasalo sa'yo.
Like a mosh pit.
Out of
like
nowhere.
Out of nowhere. They will just suddenly show up.
Alam mo yung tipong nadapa ka lang sa stairs is biglang may sasalo sa'yo.
Exactly. Diba? And also, Butter Baby says, lahat ng libro at school stuff nasa loob mo. Ay, locker ka kung pala yun.
Ay,
nako. Maui, Kuya Maui says, black lagi ang peg mo.
Yeah.
Actually, generally, no?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are like flamboyant rockers who'd go for colorful, but in general, it's really black.
That's true.
It's really black. Medyo wild lang, punit-punit or whatever, iba-iba, pero
or meron mga
it's
print,
really black.
But mostly, it's black
and
jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hardly
gray.
See them
like
wear
dark
like floral shirts.
Yeah, I don't think that'll...
Diba? It just doesn't.
Unless you're like parang the darkness. Mga ganun, like...
Yeah.
The glam rock.
The glam rock kind of...
And, where are they?
Axl Rose. I don't know.
It's like they had one song. And
that
then
two.
Was it two?
Yeah.
I remember I liked that.
Yeah, I know. I believe in a thing called love.
Yeah,
just listen to the rhythm of my heart.
And then they're gone.
Yeah, I know. Sayang ay.
Who knows? They might just stage a comeback.
Maybe.
Coco Hernandez says, rocker ka kung yung wala ka namang dalang bato pero you rock.
Okay.
Nakakaasar. And also, Mash Plutonium says, yung lahat ng kanta mo makagasgas lalamunan.
But you can sing it so well.
But you can sing it so well anyway.
Right.
At saka hindi talaga eh. You don't croon when you're a rocker.
Well, they mix it up now.
Sometimes, yeah, they do.
Sometimes.
So parang it's like something so different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pero that's once in a blue moon.
Yeah. It's still very rare. Generally makagasgas lalamunan. And also, Sentient Joy says, magaling ka mag-headbang.
Really
I think
hard,
it's an art.
Yeah, sakit sa ulo.
It hurts. Oh.
But it's fun. It's funny / not funny that Mumford & Sons, one of their band members, had brain surgery recently.
Because of massive headbanging?
No naman. Pero that was his joke afterwards.
It's parang, too much.
Well, the doctor said I couldn't headbang anymore. Obviously after brain surgery.
But and, they, you know what? Most rockers will have like really funky dance moves. That when other people do it, it's so weird.
Yeah,
but when
stupid.
They're doing it, it looks so perfect.
See, Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yung parang moonwalk
that weird, yeah? That side to side.
Yeah.
It's like a slithering snake.
Parang siyang ano, parang si MC Hammer.
Yeah.
Weird.
Diba?
Well, Axl Rose is just weird to begin with. He wore cycling shorts to like his concerts.
And also, Coco Hernandez says, literally, titindig ka lang. Tapos tumitili na yung mga tao. Like, you just stand there on stage. You don't have to do anything. Don't make a sound.
Yeah.
Just stand there and everybody goes wild. That's a rocker.
Yeah. There's a certain presence about them. Man, na parang once they're in a room, it's like, ooh.
So different.
Diba? Yeah. Camilo says, meron kang innate na angas. Actually, this one I really agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Meron kasing rocker na yung parang they put it on.
Yeah.
And they try to be difficult.
Yeah.
They try to be... Pero it's not the same as yung inner angas.
Yeah.
It's really just emanating from within.
But can we just distinguish? Because meron yung bastos lang talaga.
Just rude, yeah. That's what I was saying.
Mm.
It's not necessarily... Eh. Di ba?
Yeah, it's not the
And then there are
angas.
Those na... They're not really doing anything strange, pero you can feel it.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And it's not directed at someone. And it's not usually not polite.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Kasi angas is something that you like.
Yeah.
Rudeness you don't like.
Parang rebel. It's like you're a real rebel.
And also, Camilo says, you make any song your own. You know, like you were saying, like Rico Blanco, diba?
Yeah.
Like, he sang the Sesame Street song, but it seemed
like
his. Yeah.
That's what you do, diba? You make it your own. And also, let's see here. Bababa Bambin says, lahat ng chicks, sige, sama na rin natin ibang boys. Gustong magpakasal sa'yo. Mala Adam Levine.
Yeah,
after he announced diba? His engagement, people were
oh
like...
Oh my gosh.
Everyone got sad. There was mass depression everywhere.
Kala mo naman may chance, oh, diba?
Pero who knows, diba?
But still, you feel
you
bad.
You feel the sadness anyway.
He's off the market.
Butter Baby says, yung bang kahit tunog lang ng takip ng kaserola, napapa-headbang ka talaga.
Wow. Wow.
Kasi rocker, not necessarily rocker ka because you're the one who makes the music,
mm-hmm.
but you're a rocker as in you love rock music.
Oh, well,
pwede
yeah.
rin ganun, di ba?
Right, right.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, rocker ka kung, comes from, let's see here. Okay, let's see here.
Can I do one
lang? Okay, okay.
Real quick. You probably won't understand this. But LS Dominico's rocker ka kung ikaw ay grasshopper na tatalon-talon na may dalang gitara. It's from a game.
Oh.
It's a character. It's a rock. Basta. It's funny.
It's a grasshopper.
You'll probably laugh if you know what I'm talking about.
What game is this?
It's Ragnarok.
Ah, okay.
Because there's a random creature there called a rocker. It's a big grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
Na mukha siyang rocker. Meron siyang gitara kasi tapos tumatalon-talon lang siya.
And, okay, it comes from Mash Plutonium.
Okay, Mash Plutonium says,
rocker ka kung maraming bling-bling ang katawan mo. Not, like, nakasuot. naka-attach.
Oh, like piercings.
Like piercings, yeah.
Mga piercings and mga...
Tattoos.
Actually, sometimes, even if they're
siyempre,
like...
Siyempre, una ko naisip, glitters?
Ako rin eh. Parang Edward Cullen?
Nagsasparkle ka? Hindi, tsaka kahit ano eh, no? Parang... Even if sometimes you're a classical singer, pag marami kang piercing, ang tingin kagad yeah. sa'yo.
Rocker kagad.
Rocker eh, di ba? And so there you go, the top 10 rocker kakung. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag rocker kakung.
Manila's hottest FM radio. RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush.
Part 2. TMR. The morning rush. Top 10.
The morning rush. Top 10.
Endorser ka nga. Umuubo-ubo ka naman.
Ubuhin ka naman.
Naghahanap ako ng endorser for endorsement for mga ubo na.
Ubuhin ka naman. Madali ka namang masamid.
Ay.
Hindi. Okay, so here we go. The top 10 for today because we have bamboo. I will never forget talaga this word, bamboo. Kasi our teacher...
Bamboozled you?
Big fuss about like how to pronounce bamboo.
Why? Was
bamboo.
Kasi diba parang a lot of us parang we say bamboo.
Bamboo.
Or bamboo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hindi dapat bamboo. Hindi dapat bamboo. Dapat bamboo.
Yeah. It's on the second syllable.
Bamboo.
Yeah. So, you know, she made us say bamboo and like practically everyone said bamboo. And she's like, it's not bamboo. It's bamboo. Wala lang. It just stuck to me kasi parang everyone pronounced it the other way. At saka, let's face it, it's not as... Hindi sobrang... Obvious yung difference.
Yung difference. Mm-hmm.
With this word, I don't know why. Unlike, let's say, with kunyari,
No, but I guess it
kunyari,
depends
kunyari,
on...
Potter. Potter. It sounds so difficult.
I don't think anyone says Potter.
No, di ba?
Si ano, si Harry. Harry Potter.
Di parang Harry Potter. Hindi naman Harry Potter. Parang it sounds so different. Pero like bamboo and bamboo, parang di ba... It's so slight.
But I like that.
I think it depends kasi on which part of the world you're from. Because I think... It's bamboo for...
It's bamboo talaga eh. When you check it, there's no like second way to say it. It's really bamboo.
I like... Pero wag naman masyado. Bamboo.
Wag naman yung...
Wag
naman yung... Parang nanggugulat eh. Bamboo!
Oo eh. Dapat yung bamboo.
Ganon.
Bamboo! Bamboo!
And then we're having a normal conversation.
Boo.
Hey guys, guess what? You know, later, bamboo will be in...
Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, here comes bamboo!
And I think in school, I love the teachers who tell you how to pronounce things and they won't let
yeah.
it go.
Yeah.
But they're so maarte. Yung parang.
Pero sana naman tama yung tinuturo nila.
Yeah.
No, I remember our administrator. She used to be this. She's not a teacher. She's the administrator. And one time she came to the class unannounced, and we were doing like reciting stuff, and somebody said, behind. No. It's not behind. It's behind.
Behind.
Say it with me. Behind.
Let me pinch your behind.
But she would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like focus on a word and won't let you forget how it's pronounced.
Yeah, because I had them on a teacher before. I was in Iloilo. And she kept telling me that it was mango, not mango.
Mango!
And I was like, no. And I was in grade 2. And I was like, nope, I'm pretty sure it's mango.
Mango.
Mango. Mango.
Oh my gosh.
Si Ma'am, sige, doon kayo bumili ng damit.
Bahala ka dyan. Kung saan ka masaya.
And then, like, I remember my professor naman in journalism, si Professor Teodoro. He said, never use shoot out when reporting. Because I mean, unless you're like wearing a cowboy hat and 10 paces under the noontime sun, you call it a firefight. You don't call it a shootout. You know those little things? I found it so amazing.
But believe it or not, shootout was mostly used in newspapers.
Yeah, in the news. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was one of his pet peeves. But
if it's, what if it's just one-on-one? Then it's shootout.
Still a
firefight, pa rin ba?
It's supposed to be a fire. Well, at least according to Professor Teodoro.
But I guess he's a purist.
He is esteemed, yeah. And he became, you know, like the dean, so he should know. Mga ganon, those little things. It's just amazing for people who don't know anything about these things. Diba? Yeah. When you hear those, oo nga, no, you're right.
But I don't know. Sometimes, kasi with language, it's just sort of like.
Well, it's dynamic.
Yeah.
It's evolving.
And it just changes as you go. Like, okay, to be complete, diba dapat, it's not a debut, it's a debut. Mm-hmm. But everyone here says debut.
Yeah.
Diba? And if you really want to be a grammar Nazi about it, then it's supposed to be... Diba? If you really want to be a grammar Nazi about it, then it's supposed to be debut.
Debut, DPA.
DPA.
But nobody says debut.
Menu.
Nagre-remix talaga to.
Menu.
Menu.
Yon there.
Like, I was like, what's taking him so long?
Like the menu.
Menu.
But people also say menu.
Oh, it's also correct? Mm-hmm. Menu.
You know, because it depends on what part of the country, what part of the world you're from. And
pero some kasi is wrong to begin with. It's just that
sure.
So many people use it the wrong way, it becomes the right way.
It becomes the right way. And once you start using it the right way, people will think, mm-hmm. It's weird. Why are you saying debut? It's
like
a debut.
Ain't is still wrong. Because there's
ain't
no...
But there's ain't, there ain't nothing wrong.
Diba? Parang ain't is still... Doesn't exist as
yeah.
a word.
Parang gonna.
Oh, yeah,
supposed
yeah,
to be going
yeah.
to. But because so many people are using it already, it's kind of like accepted already.
Parang somebody corrected me before. Yung gonna with an O. Dapat daw gonna with a U. Parang mali
I'm a gonna.
Yun na totoong pet peeve. Diba? Yung correct ka, pero mali.
So here we go. Since we have
or
bamboo.
Or condolence. Diba? It's supposed to be condolence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At saka ceremony. It's ceremony.
Yeah. I've never said ceremony.
Okay, circumstances.
It's circumstances.
Or Dilamar.
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 We have bamboo. Ang layo nang inabot natin. No? Uh-huh. Si bamboo lang ang inaano natin. We have rocker kakong. Let's start off with Camilo. Paakit ka pa lang ng stage, may isang mound na ng panty na binato sa stage. Wala. Hindi ka pa rin
so
na
that's kind of gross.
May oh, mound that's na. Kind of gross.
Ano may nangangamoy-ngamoy?
Kasi they do that, ha? They really throw panties.
Siguro ba hindi isang mound?
Hindi naman siguro isang mound.
Ay, hindi isang mound.
Pero can you just imagine how that would be like? But it's like, okay, thank you.
At saka tip, ha? Bring, like, separate panty for throwing.
Wag naman yung suot nyo.
Wag yung suot nyo. Kasi
please.
Medyo weird yun. I mean, you,
really?
Because the point is that...
Yeah, yun na nga eh. Parang it's
oh,
like...
Sige, kumanta ka. Babatuhin kita ng panty ko.
Bring your separate panties, please.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Alam mo, but the scary part about that situation is may panty si Chico.
I'm not really surprised.
Baon lang. Hindi ko suot.
Hindi kasi, okay, if you were a hot
even
girl...
Then,
I think kasi...
That makes it normal, right?
I think kasi if you were a hot girl, I would understand. I mean, I wouldn't mind if you threw your panty at me.
Ouch. You just called me not hot. You just called me a girl who's not hot.
You're not a girl.
Ah, okay. Is that the point?
You're not a girl and you're not a hot girl.
I'm not saying you're not hot. You're just not a girl.
Ay, nako.
Kasi some people
you
might
know how
find
to hurt
you.
A guy.
Who wants to be a...
I didn't say that.
You don't want to be a girl?
No.
Do you want to be a hot girl?
Pwede.
Let me think about it. Give me 5 minutes. Takumi says, kahit jam session pa lang, parang concert na sa dami ng tao.
Yeah. Mm.
Diba? Seriously. Tsaka, do you know that it makes it to the news?
Yeah.
When you have like this like really big, like, I don't know, musician. Actually, kahit hindi nga rock music. Yeah. Like rock star. Kahit musician lang.
Diba?
Tapos like in a club and they perform, it makes it to the news.
And it happened to even Justin Bieber, who had like a mic test.
Yeah.
He was testing the sound system.
Yeah.
Nagano sa test. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You know, people were gathered. Yeah. Like friends of the ganyan.
Really?
Yeah.
And then, the iconic like rooftop performance of the Beatles. Mm-hmm. They just decided, they didn't announce it. Nothing.
They just wanted to perform.
Nothing.
Yeah.
They went on top of a building in New York City. They just started playing. And it was iconic. And rooftop, so people could, I don't know if they could fully hear what they were performing, but there was a huge, like, the roads were closed.
Yeah.
Because everyone just rushed to listen to the Beatles perform.
But did you ever get to read that post by Dave Grohl?
What did he say?
Because he was ranting about how reality TV, reality music shows are destroying, like, you know, the future of music. Because it's like, you know how, like, One Direction was put together?
Yeah.
And, you know, they were all good singers separately and then they were put together in one band. And he had a post, something that said, and I'm paraphrasing here, na parang, you know, it shouldn't be that way. That shouldn't be the way people learn how to play music and how to make good music. It's you go to a garage, you all suck together because, you know, they all started out as really sucky, you know.
Yeah, amateurs.
Amateurs and whatever. And then they got better together as a group.
Oh, kasi as
to
long,
form eventually one of the greatest bands in the world, which is Nirvana.
For me, as long as you come out with good music, I don't really care how
the
you
process
get,
is not.
Because I would agree if, let's say, everybody who comes from reality show suck, mm-hmm. then I would agree. But if you get to improve, I don't care which venue, as long as you come up with a great. Like, I don't mind having Kelly Clarkson in this world because mm-hmm. of American Idol.
Yeah.
Or Carrie Underwood, for that matter. Yeah, there are a lot who suck, but for me, it's not how you get there, as long as you get there.
So I think it's really the music that lives. It's not the process how you got to be
exactly.
a band.
Exactly.
It's the music that stays.
I mean, if you're going to criticize the specific act, criticize the act. Mm-hmm. I mean, not because they came from this or they came from that.
Right.
Here's what he said. Can you imagine? It's destroying the next generation of musicians. Musicians should go to a yard sale and buy an old friggin' drum set and get in their garage and just suck. And get their friends to come in and they'll suck too. And then they'll effing start playing and they'll have the best time they've ever had in their lives. And then all of a sudden they'll become Nirvana. Because that's exactly what happened with Nirvana. Just a bunch of guys that had some crappy old instruments and they got together and started playing some noisy ish.
Yeah.
And they became,
well, it's good too. Yeah. I mean, you know, I just think music is music.
You can't take it away when things are being marketed.
For
that
sure.
Some music will be manufactured.
Yeah.
It's the same with
Hello.
Spice Girls.
NSYNC.
One Direction.
Best and boy band in the world.
But at the end of the day, it's really the music.
Judge the product.
Yeah.
Judge the quality of the final product.
Well, of course.
I think what he's trying to get at lang is that
Most of these musical acts, quote unquote, don't even know how to play.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or siguro, instead of like buying your own instruments, you go and join a contest na lang to get to break into the music industry.
And I think like what he's trying to say is that more of like the experience of gelling together as a band gets lost because of it.
Because sometimes naman, you've already formed a band. And you already, pero talagang walang nangyayari. So after that,
then you
go join.
Then you start doing, yeah.
Just to get a, you know.
True.
Like a head start.
Mm-hmm.
Bababa Bambin says, kaya mo magsuot ng colorful spandex outfits and weird makeup and you still look cool.
Yeah.
Na pag sinuot ng ibang tao, it just looks stupid, mm-hmm. diba?
Freddie Mercury.
Exactly.
Axl Rose.
And during that time,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody was like, whoa. Obviously now when you look back, it's like, ugh.
OMGN says, rocker ka kung, I mean, if you love Pepe. Smith.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Dapat idol mo siya kasi he's like, lana ko Pinoy ka, diba?
Pinoy rock.
Tricky Boy says, hindi ka pa kumakanta, nagmo-more na yung crowd.
Grabe. Encore!
O Robert says, ang kaya mong mag-headbang habang naglalagay ng eyeliner.
Wow!
Sakit na. Mrs. Bond says, you're not guapo at all, pero girls love you.
Yeah, agree.
Because it's not the looks, eh. Yeah. It's the skill.
It's the attitude.
You're a rock star.
And the top. Rocker ka kung comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
yung nakalagay sa invite, dun sa event, attire, formal. Pupunta ka, shirtless, naka-shades.
Pero pinapapasok ka pa rin.
Yun ang formal sa'yo, eh.
Mm.
Diba?
Kasi naka-shades ka.
And you get away with it. And you,
yeah.
Diba?
Or,
kasi they get away with
murder. Or shirtless ka, tas may bow tie.
And then let's face it.
Pero parang iba na yata.
If you're a rock star, tas na, for whatever reason, na nominate ka sa Oscars, I think they will let you get away with whatever you're wearing.
That's true.
You don't have to wear, like, a tux. You can come in, like, a leather jacket, and they're like, look how
That's
cool
fine.
He is.
Yeah. Mm.
Diba? So, the top 10, rocker ka kung, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag rocker ka kung. Monster Radio, RX93.1. We're here again. It's, of course, Chico, Gino, and Delamar. What? Kasi kinakausap na naman niya yung sarili niya.
Hey, I wasn't talking to myself. I was singing.
You really do talk to yourself.
You really do. We always catch you talking to yourself.
Oh, and tapos parang it's like, huh? And you'll be like, no, wala.
And these are the very few times na pinupunan namin. Like sometimes, I'll just see you. You're just sort of like staring behind me. You're not looking at me, but you're staying behind. Tapos your lips are moving. Oh. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there she is again. She's talking.
Tapos minsan nakita ko nakatingin siya sa akin, tapos sabi niya, chubby, chubby. Parang sabi ko,
what? Ay,
sobra. Ako ba talaga kausap mo? Oh.
You really do.
But you really
have a look na parang you're not space looking out. At us. Yeah. Medyo glazed yung mata mo.
But I was singing Pretty Wings.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear.
Sexy, sexy Maxwell track.
I know, right?
It was like Pretty Wings, pero hindi R&B. It was Disney-fied.
Oh. Disney-fied.
Pretty Wings.
Pretty Wings. You gotta admit, it was a great back-to-back with Lash, the Big Acoustic.
Must you could say. Play John Legend, no?
Oh, I should have tuned that.
The best.
Sige na. Sige mo na.
Kasi hindi siya.
What's with that? Sige na. Delamar. Parang siniseduce mo si Del.
Hindi, parang yung taga-Pasig. Sige pa.
Sige pa.
Parang make it happen. Diba? Make it Makati.
Huh?
That's their thing. Make it happen, Makati.
Diba? Parang kailangan Tagalog. Makati. Kasi bagay, CBD. CBD.
Ang hirap, no?
Eh kung ano, Tagig.
Pagigig sa Tagig.
Nakakagigil sa Tagig. Ako, I'm a Tagi girl eh.
You're a Tagi girl.
Uy.
Ako, I'm a Pasi guy.
Ako, I'm a Q, sige na.
Q, sige na. Namimigay.
Nangaharot.
Bagay lang.
We got 7:58 on the clock. Remember, in 32 minutes, we'll have Bamboo here.
How precise naman?
Well, I have to be.
Yeah.
Actually, we see him walking around the RX studios now, just setting up for the live performance at 8:30. A lot of people are excited. So are we. We have never had a show like this.
I know.
Like
That's true.
It's always talk. I mean, we do wrap-offs. But today, it's not about that. It's about
And I'm so happy that we won't be rapping.
I know. Not with him around.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Delikado eh. Baka mapuna tayo. Tama ba po na?
Oh, kulang pa kayo. Pitchy at part. In parts. All right, here we go. 7:58. We'll take a break. And then when we come back, we'll give you the top 10. Hang in there.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you very much to Draw Machine and Manvale for suggesting the top 10. Rocker Kahung. Let's start off with Strictly BSB. Rocker Kahung, ang dami mong susi or card key at room number na inaabot sa'yo after the show.
Alright.
Right.
You know, that's always been sort of like
a fantasy?
Yeah. Like, you know how, kunwari, like you're on tour, diba? And then you go to like different countries, different towns, different cities and whatever. And then, you know, right after the show, I mean, obviously they can't really get to you because you have like security or whatever. Pero they'd leave it with security. Tapos yung tipong may picture and my card.
And my card.
Para alam mo kung ano yung itsura tapos ano yung pinapasukan.
The one that I heard, foreign band siya.
Mm.
There are girls who are invited backstage to have fun backstage.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are girls that are for after backstage.
Oh my God. What a lifestyle.
And I forgot that they told me na parang yung mga backstage girls, they're given a something. Tapos pag yung mga
after-party girls. To your room.
Yes, okay. That's what I wanted to say. Merong ibang binibigay. So, makita pa lang ng mga
security alam na
nila.
But it's like, if this girl has a whistle, then she's
parang
backstage.
Parang ganun.
Almost Famous. Just have to watch.
Almost Famous.
The girls just, you know, they mill around and the hot girls are the ones allowed backstage.
Man. Yeah.
Tapos you
sana may ganun din tayo pag may hosting gig tayo.
Diba, no?
And then, if I remember right, like most of them are like scantily clad, if not half naked, walking down the hotel corridors.
Aww.
Saya naman nun.
Saya. Well, rock star. That's
life. Oh, no. Did I remember Mark Wahlberg? When he was that movie Rockstar.
Right, with Jennifer Aniston.
With Jennifer Aniston. Pero hello, Jennifer Aniston.
I know, right?
I would still pick her over all of the girls that you
That's
know.
That's true.
Camilo says, Yung parang kahit ano, para kang lasing magsalita kahit hindi ka naman nakainom. Like bagong gising ka pero
parang siya, no?
Kasi they
a certain
just,
way to Captain Jack talk. Sparrow.
Yeah, there's a certain
but
way.
Parang they don't act like normal people do. They yeah. They're like, it's like when they're on slow-mo.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. What's up, man?
Preppy Ed says, guitar pick ang tinatapon sa audience, hindi sombrero. Why? Who throws sombrero?
A Mexican?
A sombrero!
Sombrero!
Not a sombrero, a sombrero.
Can I have an off-topic thing to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you guys have heard of the movie Lovelace?
Yeah.
It's going to be shown, I think, in the States.
Yeah.
No.
And it's a story about Linda Lovelace.
Isn't it either who's she's Linda playing Lovelace? It or...
No, Amanda Seyfried.
Amanda
who's
Seyfried.
Linda Lovelace?
She's a adult film star.
And then Amanda Seyfried is playing her?
Yeah. This is...
From the movie Googling. Rhymes with... Greep Broat.
What?
And so I was watching an interview of Hank Azaria because he's part of the movie.
Yeah.
And apparently in the movie Lovelace, the first part shows you the movie as it was shown, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was funny.
But with the actors.
Yeah, with the actors. But the second half tells you of the story of the girl who was in the adult film, which is Linda.
Linda.
It destroyed her, right?
Yeah. And she said in the movie... that every time you see a scene, where a bed scene, she was practically being raped on camera.
On camera.
And it's like, it's crazy because, and then they were saying, this movie is funny because the first part will make you have fun.
Yeah.
The second part makes you guilty about having fun. Because you know that those people may not be there to have fun.
So who played?
So the best part is the first half. So after that, post mo na to.
Ewan ko.
So wait, who played Harry Reams?
Harry Reams is who? You would know, Chico.
I don't know eh. Nabasa
I don't,
ko lang
I don't even.
Nabasa ko lang eh. Na...
Peter Sarsgaard, maybe?
Really?
I don't know, because that Whoa. They're headlining it. Amanda Seyfried and Peter Sarsgaard.
But he Peter doesn't look Alex. Like... It doesn't look like...
I don't know. Let me see. I'll IMDb it.
Well, this is supposedly like one of the, you know...
He should have a mustache.
He should.
Oh, okay, here. Lovelace. Let's see. Chuck Traynor is Peter Sarsgaard.
Ah, okay, no.
Harry Reams is Adam Brody.
Oh my god,
Adam Brody from the OC.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Pwede, ah. Pwede.
So he's a...
He's a that kind of star.
Also.
Shanko star.
I wonder if they'll
show... Hugh Hefner is in it. I mean...
Do you think they'll show it here in the Philippines?
I'm pretty
wow.
sure.
Hey, what a cast. I mean, okay, look. It's Amanda Seyfried, Peter Sarsgaard, Sharon Stone, Adam Brody, Hank Azaria, James Franco, and who is this? Chloe...
Sevigny.
Yeah. Weird.
But that's a great cast.
That's a great cast.
Actually, it is.
And initially, yan, dapat ano lang,
Lindsay Lohan.
But, you know, of course, she lost the role, but, yeah.
Well, she got another role. Lindsay Lohan gave an interview to Oprah. She's being interviewed by Oprah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Baka daw yung sombrero, baka daw si April Boy.
Because
he has a cap.
The cap.
Wait, who's Pierre Woodman?
I don't know.
What's up to Linus, who's asking that? Baka daw si Pierre Woodman.
I don't know. And Preppy Ed says, yung madumi kang tignan, pero malinis kang magmahal. Tapos tinag si Kian Cipriano.
Wow.
Rocker naman. Jelly Shaw also says, pitong instruments kaya mong patugtugin. All at once.
Wow. It's like a one-man band.
Shivana says, pag ang first name mo, Bembol, o ang last name mo, na sino? Bembol Rocker. At saka Rocker na sino. And the top way to complete the statement, Rocker Kakung, comes from Bababa Bambin.
Says,
barumbado ka sa stage. Pero magalang ka sa totoong buhay.
Wow!
And I agree. The top 10, Rocker Kakung. If you want to join us, Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Rocker Kakung.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part 3.
Hello, Good morning, everybody. It's time again for the news, and it is Monday, and the third news update on the show focuses on the number one movie in the U.S. box office. Let's do it. The action-packed Two Guns is number one at the weekend box office. The film stars Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg, and they pulled the trigger to capture the top spot with $27.4 million. The picture is based on a graphic novel of the same name and features Washington as a DEA agent and Wahlberg as a naval intelligence officer who must team up for an undercover operation involving drug traffickers and the CIA. Meanwhile, the superhero flick The Wolverine, starring Hugh Jackman as the clawed warrior, scratched out the number two spot with $21.7 million on its second weekend. Now, it already has $95 million that it earned in the U.S. alone, and it earned another $38.5 million in 67 international territories. The Smurfs 2 launched in the third spot with $18.2 million. While Sony's kid-friendly computer-generated sequel based on the blue-hued cartoon franchise debuted below expectations in North America, Smurfs 2 earned a bright $52.5 million in overseas, well, outside of the United States markets. The Warner Brothers Haunted House tale, The Conjuring, which I will never watch.
You'll watch it. We'll all watch it together.
Let's watch it.
No effing way. Do you know, okay, I'll just finish the sentence and then I'll tell you about that creepy top 10 we did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first, The Conjuring crossed the $100 million mark at number 4 in the U.S. after exorcising $13.7 million in its third weekend.
Okay.
Do you guys remember that we did the scary top 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember the two sentence horror stories?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And there was an entry that said, this dad was on the bed and the kid was scared.
Yes.
Said, dad, there's a monster underneath my bed.
Yeah.
And then the dad goes below to see.
The very same kid.
And he says, dad,
there's someone on the bed.
Is the monster gone? Referring to the kid on top, who he was talking to for the first time.
Right.
I was alone in my room, and that was all I could think of. And I go, never again, never again will I allow you guys to get into my head.
Yung The Conjuring naman, it looks fake.
Farmiga is going to get nominated, they say, for this.
Really?
Well,
she?
I hope.
Come on, it's a movie that we have to watch. And hello, you know for a fact that I am such a scaredy cat when it comes to things like this.
I am too.
But it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't, it offers me no
Baka naman you laugh at us.
No, but I will take it with me.
You won't.
Yes, I will.
Hello, at least
we can get a deal. Para ano, we will watch The Conjuring. Mm. Pero manonood rin tayo ng, like, I don't know, a cockroach movie.
Ew!
Like, Ipe and the Giant Cockroach.
Joe's Apartment.
Ayun, Joe's Apartment.
Pero cute pa yun eh.
Actually.
Like the really creepy cockroach movie.
They are creepy. Hello, they're singing, dancing, talking cockroaches. What's not creepy about that?
Whispering into your ear.
Exactly. Getting into your food.
Going up your nostril.
Ugh.
Or any orifice.
Mm. Later, pag-check mo, pag-uwi mo, check mo yung ilalim ng kama mo.
Wala kasing ilalim yung kama.
Okay. Oh, see? Then you have nothing to be afraid of.
But sige, since mga fears natin yan, maghanap tayo ng movie about rejection.
Oh, no!
Grabe!
Yun naman yung ayokong panoorin kasi parang I can't stand to see rejection.
Rejection ba talaga?
Rejection.
Oh my gosh!
Online.
Ano daw?
Rejection online.
Pag hindi nag-
online.
Pag hindi nag-reply sa tweet mo, yung mga ganun. Ayoko rin yan.
Diba, no?
But come on, we can watch
Sige,
it.
Sige, tara.
Let's watch it.
Tapos buffet pagkatapos.
Ayoko.
So mga takot na mataba.
No, kasi, ay, alam mo, mahirap yung takot ka na, na mataba.
Mataba ka pa.
Hindi ka makakatakbo.
Hindi ka makatakbo. Actually, that's true. Remember, you know what?
If
Zombieland happens, like for real,
I would be the prime.
Hello.
I would be, right now, I can't
I'm
run.
I'm fat and I have a bum knee. I am like number one, target number one, because I have no cardio. Ikaw, medyo siguro.
No, I'll also be a prime target.
Feeling ko si Chico hindi
kasi malaking brain. Head.
No eh, but then again, your meat is tough na eh.
They just want the brain.
Kasi medyo...
Ay, hindi totoo yun ha. I'm so tender.
Tumatanda
and juicy. Eh. I'm tender.
Maganit.
Juicy.
Maganit.
Yung mga ano, di ba meron ganun? Manok ba yun? Or
hindi, lahat na
lahat
meat.
Yung pag matanda
that's
na.
Why, that's why, like, lechon de leche is prime.
Right.
Because it's so tender. Cochinillo.
Ako na talaga yung pinaka-prime target sa ating tatlo.
Mabalik lang tayo sa rejection, ah.
Oh, sige, sige.
May I just say, because I was watching the commencement speech of Steve Jobs that he gave in 2005. Hmm. Spoke to Stanford University.
You watch the weirdest things.
I know, right? Anyway, so he was talking about life stories, and he felt when he was ousted out of Apple, the company he founded, they ousted him very publicly, and he said, "I faced rejection of my first love, but it was the best, the best thing that could happen to him, because there he was rejected, but he was still in love." Oh,
ganyan ako lagi.
Nox.
I'm still always in love amidst the rejection.
Anyway, that's the news.
The Conjuring. We still have to watch.
Tara.
It. Come on, Del. It'll be fun.
Tapos yun nga, buffet para we feel happy after.
Oo.
You know, I can't eat.
Or pa-massage
tayo.
So many
restrictions. Okay, yun ako. Pwede rin ako na. Anyway.
Depende.
Pero you might not want to go to the massage parlors that we're planning to go to.
I know. So, out na naman ako. Anyway,
we'll see.
That's the news here on The Morning Rush. It's 8:31 minutes away from the time that we will have Bamboo live on the air on The Morning Rush with Akika Barkada right here on Manila's Hottest RX 93.1.
Okay. I got gulag. No, because the song we're playing now, it's Robin Thicke. Ambasa ko featuring Delamar.
What?
Kendrick Lamar.
And hey, Paula Patton is actually part of Two Guns. The wife of Robin Thicke. So, fitting.
Manila's Hottest.
Chico Barkada. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Men.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. And okay, so we are so excited because this is it. Okay, so we were really the entire morning people have been texting like crazy.
Someone won't sleep just yet.
I know.
Because when she heard us announce that Bamboo is going to be here on The Morning Rush, you know, she said, "I can't. I just have to stay up."
Exactly right.
Well, the good news is that he's in the building.
He is in the booth.
He's in the booth right now. And boy, this is a first for us.
I know. Ever. We haven't done it in the morning. Of course, you hear something like this during the concert series. But for the morning, this is actually the first time we're doing this.
We always have interviews with celebrities, but it's not...
Medyo groundbreaking tong today.
I know.
Groundbreaking, yeah. Though.
I
us,
know. We're actually excited.
We're very honored. We're
slash
very...
a little nervous.
Okay. And okay. Is it your first time to interview him?
Yeah, pretty much.
This will be my first.
I have a story, but I'll tell it later.
Okay.
Later so, na lang. Hey.
Can we talk to you? Or you?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so we okay. Well, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the first time ever here on The Morning Rush.
Ang kilabot ng marami.
Here
pati
is
rin ang lalaki.
The man himself.
Bamboo!
Oh, wait.
Okay, all right,
wait,
here we go.
Good spot.
There. Okay, perfect.
Oh, wait, I'm actually gonna turn my chair around on him.
Oh, no.
That's weird.
Right. Yeah, so welcome to the RX booth. And
thank you for having me. Thank you.
We are just so excited, and all our listeners have been like tweeting like anything when they heard that you were going to be in the RX booth this morning.
Nice. Thank you. And good morning, everyone. All the listeners and everyone tweeting out there. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
Well, right off the bat, this is like a standard question we ask all celebrities when they drop by the station this early. Are you awake?
Is it hard for you to wake up?
I am here.
You're here.
Present. I am present.
No,
because we just have to ask people. Because, yeah. I mean, it's not every day that you get to like... Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know what your schedule is like, and I'm sure it's so hectic and whatever. So, yeah. I guess it's... And we were just talking about actually our top 10 is all about like, you know,
rockers.
Living the rock star life. And so we figured that maybe waking up a little too early is difficult also.
It is. No, I mean, considering last night we were out of town.
Yeah.
We played a gig and some of the guys got home around, I forget, like 1 or 2.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, yep. So,
oh, okay.
That's the hard part. That's
good morning.
Part. Yeah.
Is this the earliest you've ever like sung?
No.
What was the earliest you've ever had to perform?
I don't. Remember. But I'm pretty sure it was not the earliest.
Yeah. Well, 8:44.
But it happened.
It's a decent time to perform. Yes.
And can I just say, it's really different, you know, when we have a rocker on the show. It's just super different. Like, you've got an entourage setting up for you before you arrive.
Yes.
But also,
you have your own Wi-Fi network.
We just had to,
because I was looking through my Wi-Fi and I was like, wow. He has his own Wi-Fi network. That's awesome.
I know, right? No, we were thinking, like, for like people who, like, for you, like, for rockers. I can imagine, like, let's say opera singers, they would vocalize, but what, like, for people who sing rock, do you also have your own way of, like, preparing your voice?
I guess, yeah, we do, but I'm guessing that at this sort of, I usually do that when I don't sing for a while.
Yeah, right.
I have a few days off, and you know.
But since you had a gig last night,
I'm fine. I'm a bit hoarse today though, but then I do warm up. But most of the time, I just talk. Like
that's your warm up.
Chat with the guys and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay.
I know, like Bocelli and Pavarotti. They, like, he doesn't speak the whole day.
I know, really?
That's his thing. Yeah. So.
Oh wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I can't do that. That's too lonely.
You don't do it. So none of the me.
No, but I mean, horse is good for rockers, isn't it?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I guess there's like a natural tone to your voice. You do right. that, but then when you're hoarse.
You
not
can't
really.
Reach a high note.
Yes.
Right.
And that's what's happened to John Mayer. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. He was. You know, I guess remember he got something at nose.
Yeah,
he was gone for a year, and and then once he recovered, he couldn't hit the high notes.
Yeah,
that's what I heard. Mm-hmm. So,
like Julie Andrews,
but
that changed. Yeah.
Do you have any kind of condition like that? You've been singing for years.
No. I'm pretty careful. So it happened. I had like an early warning sign.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I sort of said, okay, this is how I'm going to do it. You know, sleep early, blah blah blah, drink lots of water.
Right.
Know. Yeah.
Actually,
so all that rock star stuff went down the drain.
Yeah, because people were asking, it's like, what's your secret of, like, you know, singing all these years? Are you the type of person that parang you won't shout whenever it doesn't involve, like, you know, singing or whatever? Like, parang do you conserve your voice or something like that?
I guess, but I'm not much of a shouter. I'm not a yeller. I'm pretty calm. Like, hey, what's up, guys? Stop, dude. Yeah.
Get in love.
The house is burning.
So if you're winning.
Oh, no. Help. Yeah.
So if you're really angry, you're like, how dare you?
Yeah, I'm pretty
how
steady.
Dare you?
Oh, tipo, saklolo. Saklolo.
Well, help, of course, we're very happy that you're here this morning and Sony is bringing you to the Morning Rush.
Yes.
All because of a campaign. And the first time I read it, I was like, wow. What is this about? It's called Sony's Music Deserves Respect.
Yeah, that got me right there. It's such a great campaign, you know. And we're in a time where everybody's sort of, you know, on mobile or whatever, listening to music on laptops or teeny tiny speakers. And I just thought it was the right time to sort of tell folks, right, that it doesn't bring justice or give justice to the artist,
right,
to the music itself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because we spend hours and hours in the studio, you know.
Getting it
trying
right.
Trying to record
getting
it perfectly.
Getting it right,
yeah.
finding that sweet spot.
Right.
And I'm sorry to say, guys, but yeah, on a mobile or on the teen tiny speakers, it just doesn't do it, right? So it was so just a great feeling when I listened to No Water, No Moon on these headphones, man. It just felt really good. I'm like, oh man.
But people get to listen to it the way that you wanted them to listen to it in the first place.
That's nice. Yeah. So hence music deserves respect, you know. So we're doing this campaign and we're on board all the way.
You know, sometimes you've written like the music even with those teeny tiniest sounds, and you want everything to be experienced, to be heard. And sometimes with smaller speakers, you don't get to hear everything.
No, you don't. Yeah,
you probably just hear, you know, like, you know, it's not, you don't hear it the way it was mixed, the way it was prepared.
Yes, yeah. I mean, yeah, when it comes to all you hear is pretty much like a vocal, you know what I mean? Like, when you listen to it on a laptop,
exactly.
Speaker, right? So it's just the vocal, and you don't hear like the bass here, or we pan the instruments from this side to this side.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's magic there. You know
what
I mean?
And there was a story, like one of my favorites, like with the Beatles, they put these little like, parang like a dog would bark.
Yes.
And then a really high pitched sound, and you can only experience it if you listen talagang, you know.
Yeah,
I agree.
Full glory
even
of the song,
like listening to Pink Floyd. I mean, the experience
Pink Floyd,
has to be
all right.
Yeah, you have to have the experience of being surrounded by just the sound that they want you to hear.
Yes,
but I think that's part of the music that you're right. It gets lost because of the ease.
Yes. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that on the run, but then, you know, take time to sit down.
listen to everything.
Yes, and just listen to whatever it is.
And listen, you know, it's for me, it's a routine when I pick up an album, you know, and it's I love it. I love it.
Speaking of albums, what album are you listening to right now?
Oh, like, man, here we go again. Right. Last album I purchased was Laura Marling's Once I Was an Eagle.
Oh. Right,
so yeah, it's an artist from the UK.
All right, yeah, and so when you listen to it, it's not like a normal person listens to an album. You take in everything.
Oh yes, right. Yes. And I wish I could get the physical CD because
right.
I got it on iTunes.
Right.
So I wish I could just, like, turn the page, you see the lyrics, go,
yeah,
stick a liner notes, and right, you know, I know
see everything.
Yeah, because I know who the producer is, Ethan Johns and stuff like that. I'm such a big fan of hers and the producer.
Right.
So you know, so yeah, I'm old school like that. I like getting a CD and reading for vinyl or a record and going through the process.
But a person like that is the best person to talk about how music deserves respect, because you know, you're an artist yourself.
I try.
You try.
Yeah. I think we've come to a time where everyone sort of has, you know, everyone has a sense now, you know, when it comes to film or artistry.
Yeah.
The world's opened up with the web and everything. It's changed. So everyone has an opinion. Everyone has sort of their own tastes.
Right,
you know
right
what I mean? So it's free for all.
Well, we got lots to talk about
yeah
with you. I mean, obviously, like, we want to know what you think the big change in music has become. You'll answer that later, because we know that you're gearing up for the song you're about to sing for us. We'll take a break and play one song so that you guys can get, you know, all
started
checked
out,
up and
yeah
everything.
Yeah.
But with us here on The Morning Rush with the Kike Bricada is Bamboo, and my, we are so honored. The first song comes to you after this break. Hang in there.
Manila's hottest.
Kike Bricada. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
RX 93.1.
All right, guys. Men. You were waiting for this. Pilipinas, let's welcome Bamboo.
Thank you very much. We'll be playing something from The Water on the Moon. This one's called Appropriately Morning Rose. So, all right, guys, put on your headphones. And here we go.
Morning rose, how I waited for you. Oh, morning rose, how careful was I to give you some space. And time is something we don't have. Sent my proposal, I await your approval. Hopefully soon you'll be up. Sun, you'll be gone. Sun, you'll be gone. Oh, morning rose, how I waited for you. Oh, morning rose, you are standing right there. I blink where you've gone. Tell me something I don't know. Is there somebody else? Is it someone we know? Should I lose all hope? I wait your reply. Please let this not be goodbye. Oh, lonely road, what a beautiful pair we've made. Oh, I'll take what I got for today. Just as long as we're clear, morning road. Oh, waited for you. Oh, morning rose, I don't care anymore. I love you, I need you. Tell me something we don't have. Did I conjure this whole thing? Has it got in this bed? One last tryst before winter, spring. Sing your cruel song. I just can't see going on. Another round for the room. Oh, I say my goodbyes. Forever crows, forever be mine. You delay, you delay,
there we go.
Whoa! Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
Thank goodness we're wearing our headphones.
People are actually just saying, intro palang ulam na.
Oh my gosh.
You know, somebody was saying, you speak so softly. Pero ang lakas ng dating. Oh. Rawr daw talaga. Well, you know, I'm one of the, probably, call me an idiot, but there are two instruments behind you that you chose to play with today. And, you know, just in the spirit of, you know, giving music what it deserves, the respect it deserves.
Exactly.
What are these instruments?
Let me introduce. We have Kakoy Legaspi on mandolin, who has not slept a wink.
Nice. Yeah. A mandolin.
Which explains the coffee in hand.
Yeah, coffee, yeah.
So that's the mandolin.
Yes, mandolin. So yeah. But that did not keep him awake last night. That was his son that kept him awake. So I'm sure he wants to say, go to bed, Oscar. That's Oscar. And then on upright bass on Arco, we have Simon Tan.
Nice.
Nice.
That thing is huge.
I know.
And Simon has slept. He looks like he looks well rested, Simon. And Dinanda.
Dinanda.
And then we have Junjun Dergalado instead of on drums, on cajon, and sort of in the percussion.
Nice.
Cool.
And then we have, in the far corner of the room, Mr. Antisocial, not smiling here, Artie de Guzman. Yeah. So thanks, guys, for being here today.
Yeah.
You know, I know we haven't slept a wink. So, maraming salamat.
It's just funny because if you could read some of the comments on Twitter, see Jing Ness was just saying, alam mo, that sounds recorded. Eh. Live ba talaga yan? O naglolokohan lang tayo?
I was going to say.
Everyone doesn't want to believe that it's cheating. Actually live.
It sounded like a CD.
Can I just ask a question from a person who performs? Because nowadays, it's impossible for you to perform to an audience that does not have phones. And one of the problems is they're one step away from enjoying your music. Do you feel that way, or are you totally okay with it?
Meaning what? Yeah, when you perform live? Or?
Yeah, when you perform live, you know.
In a concert or in...
Concerts or wherever. You know, when people are like recording you, don't you feel like, just enjoy the music with me?
Yeah, you know how like when you watch a concert, everybody's phone is just up, like it's just recording.
Oh, I now I gotcha. Okay, yes. If I could create like a... Dr. Evil bomb or something like that. That would be it. That disable all phones during concerts or something like that. I appreciate it. You know, it's your choice. But then, if it was me, I would sit there. Here's an example. When I'm holding a video camera, right, and I'm shooting like a family event or whatever, I sort of feel detached.
Yeah,
what's happening.
Yeah.
So I rather take photos. I'm a film major. I love shooting videos and stuff, film.
Right.
But when I'm doing it for family, I sort of don't feel I'm in there. I'm in the pocket, I feel detached. So I think that's what it is. You know what I mean? So I've never done it. I've never like watched a show and
put the camera,
or whatever. Right. No, I sort of get lost and sit down. Lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick up a glass of wine. Well, you know, that's pretty much my thing.
You know what? That would be perfect for this morning. That would be wine dying. Oh, we should have brought wine along with us.
I don't think so.
All right, well,
at least for us.
One more question before you go into your second song. Yeah. I mean, of course, the latest thing, one of the things that you're busy with is The Voice.
Yes, it is.
And a lot of people feel like, what took you? They must have had like, were you ready to do it, or were you hesitant to the point that no, I don't think that's for me? And then something must have swayed you.
I was a fan of the show, so I liked the show in the U.S. I've seen the U.S. versions, the first I think two two seasons. Yeah.
Right.
I liked it, and then I just thought I liked the idea that you were not a judge, that you were. I fell into the coach role. I thought I was at a time where sort of, you know, the cliche paid forward, and sort of I've been here for a while, so sort of teach what I've sort of picked up through the years.
The next generation.
Yeah. I mean, I sort of see that, and so when the offer came up, took me a while to say yes.
Say yes to it.
You know what I mean? Because it is a commitment as a coach. You know what I mean? So, but hey, I did say yes, and I did sign up for it. And I am enjoying myself so far. I mean, just the process. It's just it consumes me. I'm sorry, but that's how I just am and how I work.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't do this like 50-50. When I'm in.
You're
it.
In it.
Yeah. So I know my guys, and you know, and then we work, we talk, we just do things, and
but it's an amazing combination of coaches. You got Sarah G, Leia Salongo, Apple Diap, and you, and nothing could be more varied than that.
Actually, that's
how
true.
Does that feel being a part of that team?
No, I mean, it's great because you can definitely see the differences in taste. You know what I mean? So it's defined. Like they like every coach picks a particular type of singer, and you can see that.
Right.
You know, like for my specific team, I base it on tone, on being unique.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's certain things I looked for.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to answer the question: would Bob Dylan win one of these today? You know what I mean? Like, yay! You know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he wrote "Make You Feel My Love," right? But it took Adele to take
Make
it up.
It.
You know,
up,
to, you know what I mean? So, but then. But he's a genius. He, you know, and I don't say that lightly. You know, genius is a word that's sort of thrown out
around,
easily these days. But he is a genius. I've read this book. If you know, Chronicles, an amazing read.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out. But this is my thing. That's what I'm looking for. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to find. And I'm willing to gamble and roll the dice on that.
So, nice. All right. Well, more music from the man here with the Kikai Barkada right now.
Get your wine glasses ready.
Yes.
Again, please welcome for a second song, Bamboo.
Yes. And this one, since we played a morning song, Morning Rose, we'll play a night song for those who are about to go to bed right now. Who's had a long night, right? So this one's called In Shadow.
London doors. You're not invited anymore. I wish today wasn't my birthday. I can't do this no more.
You know, like everybody,
you kind of don't want to talk after. Just
I know.
To sort of like,
you know, there's this moment like of
let all the music sink
sorry,
in.
Sorry, there's a moment of respect. Like,
I know.
You don't want to step on anything. You know,
so because that's what the music deserves. Yeah.
Right, right. Well, if you just tuned in, we've got Bamboo Live on the Morning Rush. We're going to get some business done. Mm-hmm. Come right back with more of your questions. Again, you can tweet us whatever you may want to ask the band and mm-hmm. the man. Just tweet any three of us and we'll ask the questions for you. But for now, let's get this done.
Manila's hottest.
Chico Burkada. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. Part 4.
Manila's hottest.
Chico Burkada. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
RX 93.1. RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1.
All right, we are back with more. Our Twitter is a buzz right
okay.
now.
Yeah, that's true.
I've got a
that's
question.
An understatement, actually.
I've got a question for our guest. You know, like we were talking about, like, you know, respecting the music and getting to experience it the way, you know, the way it was written. But then, you know, like, we're also having such a treat here, you know, hearing you live. So, you know, like, if you had a choice,
all right.
You know, let's say there's somebody who just, you know, an alien popped in from out of nowhere.
I love these hypotheticals.
I know, right? And then, you know, you had a choice. You can only let them listen to the recorded version of your song, which is exactly how you envisioned your song, because that's how you recorded it.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Or a live version, which is not exactly how it is, but there's something to be said about a live performance because it's unique.
That's two different things.
And you'll never hear it exactly the same way again.
And in my
so what's your verses?
In my comeback to that is mm-hmm. even the recorded stuff, that is still a snapshot. That's still you and the musicians still capturing a moment.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah. That is
so
true.
So I cannot wait. To me, they're the same. It's the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going to play it safe, right? So if the alien came here.
He's a big fan. He's a big fan.
Which, so for the next album, yes, I'm going to do, so I'll do, like, some artists have done that. I'll do, like, the recorded versions, and I'll have, like, the live CD
right,
thing.
Right.
And yes. Thank you for the idea.
No, because, you know, like, Spanky I know a lot alien. Of people who just, you know, really love the recorded version.
No.
And then there are those who are like, no, I want live performances because you'll never hear it exactly the same way again.
There's a certain truth and honesty in live.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's not as like clean and handcrafted as the recorded version.
Yes, especially these days when it comes to some stuff. Some of the music, it's really processed.
Right.
You know what I mean? A lot of effects, stuff like that.
Parang picture lang na Photoshop ng solid.
Parang ganun.
Medyo ganun.
No, because I get a lot of people who are really like,
But there's an art to that. It's also, you know what I mean? So I'm not downing that.
And you always make sure that, you know, when you're performing live, you don't want to give them an exact copy of what's out there in your
Because they
your
can
CD.
Buy the album.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, you'd like to give them something, you know, something different.
Yes, and I think that's what I love when I play live, it's you're always on the edge,
right? Yeah.
You know, like, and you're always trying to push yourself to do something different. Mm-hmm. Like when, you know, like when we were in Shadow earlier, I throw in something different, and
mm-hmm. right,
and you could feel that. Oh, where's he
it's
taking?
About everybody right. just sort of like yeah, wakes
so,
up and
yeah, exactly. So we all have to lock on, and that's right. a great feeling.
Yeah. Right.
So many people are just commenting. Is this an actual live performance?
Actually,
or is there an actual instrument there in the booth? Kasi parang masyadong perfect.
Well, of course, you're here because you're heading a campaign for Sony, which is a music deserves respect, right?
Yep, yep. And listening to music the way it's supposed to be heard. Yes, that's why I am here. I mean, I'm supporting that 100%.
And we're kind of eyeing that. That thing on your neck.
On your
right
neck.
Now. So you want this.
We're kind of eyeing it. You know, it looks really cool. So, you know, why don't you tell us something about it?
A little more about what you're using.
Yeah, so what I'm endorsing is they're called the MDRs XB920s. And it's something, what's great there, it's the design, the extra bass, mm-hmm. the clarity. And bass is something that sort of disappears. Or
right.
sort of,
right.
you know what I mean? Or it's always blown out. Mm-hmm. With, yeah. certain things, especially on a laptop or even on earbuds.
Right, right.
So to get that's a plus. To hear Simon in 3D.
Right.
That's what
with his giant instrument.
Yeah. You get to hear that.
Oh, yeah. When we say giant instrument, we mean literally.
Mean like a literal giant. It's like, it's almost, is it bigger than you are?
Yeah. Are you impressed?
Is it taller?
Gina?
Pretty impressed. Yes. Yeah. That's a pretty impressive organ.
Taller than the...
But Simon's tall.
I know, but it's still taller than he is.
It fits his instrument, yeah. And he has to lug that around the whole day.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So maganda siguro yung biceps niya.
Can you imagine at the airport?
I know, right? So it's called the MDRs. Yes. Is that why it's called Music Deserves Respect?
You got it, man. Oh, I mean, that's sort of just, yeah, just sort of, that's the match.
And, right.
Yeah, but then it's
is it available?
Great. Of course it is.
It's available now.
Yes,
all right.
It is. I mean, I've seen the people tweet in the Sony stores, right? Where they have my photo there and stuff like that, and them holding the headphones. And yeah, so it's really cool to see that.
Yeah.
That's what I love about sort of the instantaneous thing with social media, with Twitter.
Exactly. Right. Are you very active? I try.
I try my best to find sort of a balance to work, to life, and online life. That's a separate thing. And I'm so, yeah.
Alam mo, feeling ko talaga the next time you see me, ayan, ganyan yung outfit ko. Kasama yung headset. Yeah, I'm going to buy a white shirt. Yeah, naka-sling
lang. You should see me when I walk around the airport. Like, you know,
diba? I know, right?
He must be an artist.
Yeah.
Look at me, guys. Look at me.
I know. I'm loving it.
If you could collaborate with one of the legends.
Oh, man.
Who would it be?
No limits.
Even if they're not. Living or dead. Alien or not.
Yeah. Alien or not, yeah.
This is an easy thing for me, but it'll be the Beatles. It'll be the Beatles. Just
that would be awesome.
I just saw Sound City the other day,
right?
And there was the end of the film. It's a docu, you know, about a studio, right? Mm-hmm. But in the end of the film, you have Dave Grohl jamming with his hero Paul McCartney, and that was just an awesome thing. So it just.
Whoa.
I just want to get Lennon, you know, John Lennon, and I'm a big George Harrison fan, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's, you know, something, and Here Comes the Sun, it's one of my favorite songs, and, you know, Guitar Gently Weeps. And
I've got a, you know, just a fanboy question.
Fanboy.
Which Beatles song is your favorite?
Something. I mean, I'm a George fan, so,
yeah
I just like George and the way he sort of took his life, you know, and, I mean, the direction he took it.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I mean, a very philosophical guy, you know, very spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of my kind of guy, you know what I mean? I would love to just sort of just hang out with him, you know?
Right.
Speaking of what is a typical day like for you? Like, I mean, when you're not making music, what is it like?
That doesn't happen, man.
That doesn't happen.
But the days that I'm off, it's just family time.
Right.
Me and a book, watching a film, and just like... Anybody else?
Pretty normal, pretty normal.
Nothing.
Go
to the field, kick the ball around. That's sort of my thing, you know.
How long have you been making music?
Oh, man, it's been a while. So, I mean, the total of maybe 15 years?
Wow.
15 years, yeah.
15 years. And more of the music that the man makes here on The Morning Rush today. Again, with the Kike Barkada here on The Morning Rush, it's Bamboo.
Let me clear. This one's, it'll speak for itself.
Turn down the bed. Turn down these voices inside my head. Lay down with me. Tell me no lies. Just hold me close and don't patronize. Don't patronize as me, 'cause I can't make you love me if you don't. You can't make your heart feel something it won't. Here in the dark, in these final hours, I will lay down my heart. And I feel the power, but you won't. No, you won't. 'Cause I can't make you love me if you then I won't see the love you don't feel when you're here with me. A morning will come and I'll do a try. Just give me till then to give up this fight. And I will give up this fight, 'cause I can't make you love me if you don't. You can't make your heart feel something it won't. Here in the dark, in these lonely hours, I will lay down my heart and I feel the power. No, you won't. 'Cause I can't make you love me if you won't.
Sana biglang umuulan na sa labas.
Alam mo, gusto ko i-turn off yung lights eh.
Nga. Hindi, gusto ko maghanap ng window pane tapos may umuulan tapos medyo upo lang ako doon tapos iiyak ako.
No, you know what? Somebody tweeted, Sex and Sensibility was just saying, she's in her car and she goes, and I swear, I promise you, I believe that Bamboo was singing to me right now. It's a testament of how effective it is.
And that's a testament to, you know, giving music, you know, the respect that it deserves.
Exactly.
Music deserves respect. It's the latest campaign of Sony. And, you know, if you're listening to our show and to the songs using your Sony headphones, man.
Mm. Exactly. I mean, that's how I'm gauging this vocal. I mean, I'm finding myself and it sounds great. I can hear everybody in the back.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yes, crystal clear.
Pero don't lie to us naman when you say, I can't make you love me. Because we're in love, Nick.
Bromance. Bromance.
Well, we got one more song. Yes. And just the last few questions for Bamboo. You know, now, from... It's 9:46. Send us your questions if you have any. Any one of us can ask the question for you. So just tag either Chico, Gino, or me. All right, here we go.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Manila's hottest.
Chico Burkada. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
RX 93.1. RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Men.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and I think everyone's really just, I don't know, suddenly got in the zone.
You know, aside from the amazing comments that we're getting, everybody's just pitching in all their requests.
Well, we just want to say that, this is not the RX concert series.
That's
just
happening later.
Later, yeah. But wow, what a Monday.
But we have our own flavor of the RX concert. It's crazy. Crazy. I said we should have really brought like wine and cheese and crackers.
I'll do that next time.
We'll hold you to that.
Say the word. Say the word. Yeah.
All right. Well, again, we would like to thank Sony for bringing Bamboo here to the Morning Rush. It's quite a Monday for us. We're usually just, you know, joshing around, just making fools of ourselves. But today, but today is quite different, and people are saying that they're loving hearing you live, that they doubt that it's live.
Oh, okay. Hey, maybe we can ask him for permission. But how we can use that as the official song of our radio series?
No, talaga naman, I can't make you love me. All right. So, what else are you busy with today? These days?
Oh man. I have no idea. I know we're doing something every single day, right? But right now we're rehearsing for the Araneta show. We're playing Araneta on the 17th. Mm-hmm. So we'll do that. The BY request. Mm-hmm. I'm doing that one. And of course, The Voice, that's what's keeping me busy, busy.
Do you think that being part of The Voice launched you in a different, like, you know, you're now, your name has ever, I mean, everyone knows it, everyone talks about it more.
It's opened things up, you know, like I have like a... Like grandmothers and titas, like hugging me in the mall. They go, it's okay. You know, so I'm like, all right. You know, so I'm doing something right.
Oh, what do they say? What's the most common thing that people say about the way you coach, the way you comment?
Oh, I don't know. We don't go that far in the conversation. We just sort of just hug.
They just like you.
Yeah, and they ask for a photo. So that's pretty much.
Have you ever gotten from a grandma, "Iho rakon"?
I await that.
All right, well, I guess it's a very nice campaign.
Yes.
You know, music deserves respect. I mean, lalo na, like, yun nga eh. I mean,
it's easy.
You can always
campaign.
Get a song and, you know, listen to it. But it's something when you listen to the full
each and
glory
every single thing that's part of the song.
Yeah. Diba? Parang it's the original version. It's how it was meant
and
to be.
It's even
be
when
heard.
You listen, when you use the headphones, when you listen to it, even in the quiet moments.
Yeah.
Like the spaces, that's something you don't get on a laptop. You know,
right, because
when you're using these, man, it just wraps around you.
Yeah, you get lost.
Yeah.
Sometimes even the almost inaudible like breath of the singer.
Exactly.
It creates so much
effect.
Mood.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So
I mean, when you started singing earlier, even on your third and second song, it's as if people are lost in this just a 3-minute song, and that's all that exists.
Yes.
Kind of why we forgot to talk after the third.
I know. Like,
we were left. Forgot to do our jobs.
Yeah. Where are we?
Right. Okay, well, one last reminder we would like to give the...
Again, once again, thank you to Sony for bringing us today. All right, appreciate it. And then, guys, pick up a pair of MDRs. Mm-hmm. Music deserves respect. I'm a believer. I'm a believer, definitely. So, you know, this is my life. Music is what we live and breathe.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and we just love being a part of that. This sort of the whole tapestry of music. And it's been a pleasure. It's been to do this for you guys. And thank you. Thank you
very
for having
nice.
Us.
Very nice. Such an honor.
No, and thank you.
Going to do nothing weekly,
though. All right.
Okay, well, one last song from Bamboo.
Yes, right. And we'll play something again from No Water, No Moon, from my album. So.
Pagkatapos ng lahat, tumatakbo pa rin nila ang oras na lang sumusunod sa sayaw ng buwan. Pumikit ka lang, ako'y mawawala, di ba makita? Ikaw lang masasaktan. Di mo ba makita? Wala ka na bang nararamdaman? Tilingi ko ng mundo, tilingi ko ng mundo, tilingi ko na saan. Nandito lang lumalayo, handang tanggapin ng walang pagtigil na pagbuhos sa dumarating gabing misteryo. Nasa dulo ng pagbangon o nasaan? Kung meron man simpleng sagot, ako'y susuko sa ikot ng mundo. Pagkatapos ng lahat, tumatakbo pa rin ilang oras na lang sumusunod sa sayaw ng buwan. Umikit ka lang, ako'y mawawala. Bagong buhay, bagong araw. Pagdilim na pagdilim, walang planong bumitaw. Huling ngirit, hindi na kailangan. Ating pagdiwang kong katapusan. Nilinggi ko ng mundo, nilinggi ko ng mundo, nilinggi ko na saan. Nandito lang lumalayo, handang tanggapin ng walang pagtigil na pagbuhos sa dumarating gabing misteryo. Nasa dulo ng pagbangon o nasaan? Kung meron man simpleng sagot, ako'y susuko sa ikot ng mundo. Some other way, and lead me from land to water. Oh, I'll walk on pure faith. Yes, I believe. And lead me from land to water. You lead the way. You lead the way. You lead the way.
Away, 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 away nandito na ang mundo. Nandito na ang mundo ko. Nandito na ang mundo. Oh. Sa ikot na ang mundo. Sa ikot na ang mundo.
Crazy here in the RX booth.
You know, it's so cute. Somebody tweeted, "I can't make bamboo love."
I swear the tweets are so awesome.
They're crazy.
They are crazy.
They are crazy. Tapos meron talagang hindi bamboo promise mahal kita. Listen to me.
I know, but we're loving it. It's a different twist to our Monday. And
first,
man,
it's a first.
And then even a couple of people were saying this is really the best sick leave I've ever had.
As well, in, I wala lang. I know. I don't know.
You
don't
know, you have no words.
But you know what? I want to give up my career being a DJ. I want to follow my passion. But well, if I had like half of that.
Say mo, I just want to follow my passion.
Si Bamboo.
Okay. I just want to follow Bamboo.
Hala.
Yan na nga. While he's still here.
All right, that's going to do it for the Morning Rush. Yay! Thank you so much for joining us. What a Monday.
What a Monday.
And hey, don't forget to check out facebook.com/rx931. We are posting the epic pick.
Better late than never.
And for those who were waiting for my Joas Joa 7th episode, it's coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow you will hear it. Same time, 8:30.
Alright, we wish you
sana bago na yung soundtrack natin.
Sana. Well, we hope you have a great week ahead. We gotta say goodbye. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye guys.
Bye. Bye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.